At that time, he may well have been the most frequent of all transatlantic passengers. The work was completed on schedule and contributed not only to the American project, but to astronomy as a whole. Koppel became a world expert, not only with regard to binary stars, but also with the moon. It is hard to imagine two more widely separated branches of astronomy. Koppel never forgot his homeland. As soon as it was politically feasible, he went back for long professional or family visits. In 1967, he visited Prague for the wedding of one of his daughters in the St. Vitus Cathedral at Prague Castle. Before he died, he expressed a wish that his remains should be taken home. This was granted, and at a ceremony in the autumn of 1993, the urn, containing his ashes, was laid in the Slovene cemetery of Vyšehrad, Prague. The Czech tradition of lunar cartography was continued by the director of the Prague Observatory, Antonín Rukl, born September 22, 1932. He is the author of numerous astronomical drawings, and he has also worked on modern maps of the Moon and Mars.